Here now, joined with Coach Brian Gentry as we talk boys basketball. Scott City, 8-8 on the year. A tough loss last night to Lakin, but played pretty good last night. Lakin just got a little hot there in the second half as we're joined here with Coach Brian Gentry to start things off here. I know the first half, you have to be exceptionally happy how well you guys played. Second half, Lakin, you guys didn't play terrible defense probably in the second half, but it was just one of those moments where they just could not miss.
Yeah, they didn't. We were able to, we dodged some bullets in the first half. You know, they missed some open shots, but our defense was a little bit more active in the first half. And, whether it be fatigue or whatnot, the second half we couldn't get rotated quick enough. We had a tough time keeping the ball in front of us. And, fatigue is one of those things that you fight when you play against the, 32 minutes of, a run and jump. So, got to be a little bit better with, subbing guys in and out, giving some guys some opportunities to prove themselves a little bit more than probably what I did last night. But, the first half was about as well, defensively that we played. And our offense was being very smart with, getting the ball inside. And, we couldn't hold it together, in that second half. They got going. And once Servando got going, and Connor got going, and everybody else, the Oldham kid, we were gonna help off of him, and he kind of made us pay for it. But he was the one that wasn't shooting the ball very well all year, so that was the decision we made. And the guys, they battled. We just have to understand, at times, what worked for us in the first half, it will continue to work in the second half. We just have to do it.
Do you feel like maybe the pressure, especially in the second half, maybe got into the heads there a little bit?
Not necessarily. I don't think we had a ton of trouble breaking the press, but I do think that, it wears on you at times. And when they went on their run, I think we tried to make up for it, all in, one shot or whatever it may be. But we just struggled doing what we did the first half. And we weren't cutting as hard as we should be in that second half. And, again, maybe it's fatigue, but you still have to do it. And if you can't do it, you got to get yourself out of the game. We watched quite a bit of it after school and learned from our mistakes. But at the same time, these guys, they play hard. And there's no question about, we've improved as a unit from the beginning of the season, and we're moving forward, and we're in the right direction that we want to be going into sub-state, because we've been getting better. We've shown, especially in that first half, what we're capable of, and these guys can be, pretty darn good if they can put those two halves together.
Absolutely here. And what I liked, there were some good things last night, I thought, also that came out of it. So you're starting to get some your top three scorers more on a consistent level, and I think that's could be big and pay dividends for you down the stretch.
Yeah, it seems like as of late, we've had guys, 17, 14, 12, things like that. And so we need our guards to continue to be aggressive when the opportunity's there. And it's knowing when to, you choose those times. And oftentimes they come from, kickouts from the post, because, last night they were sending three guys at Gus, and what an unbelievable second quarter he played. But our guards have to understand that for us to have success, the ball needs to go through the post. And on the kickouts, they've got to be ready to shoot and drive, because, they're gonna have long closeouts. Because a lot of guys are going to pay attention to Gus and Carter and Ronnie and those guys that are down there. And we just have to just accept, our roles and continue to do what we did in that first half, but we got to be able to put it together.
Big time coming up here, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, and a pretty tough slate there. Starts off Friday at home against Holcomb for winter homecoming, then you go – as I mentioned earlier, Eagle Week next week, Monday at Hugoton and Tuesday Colby.
Yeah, it's one of those, when you get to, you have to reschedule a game, you're going to get a back to back somewhere in there, but it's a pretty tough schedule to finish with, Lakin last night, and then as you said, Holcomb, they just, they're playing good, and It doesn't get easy. But as a player, these are fun because you don't have a lot of practices, and you just got to go play. And, you know, for our guys, you know, I think that they should be excited about that. I think they are excited about that. And it's opportunities to play against state-ranked teams. And, you know, for a high school kid, you know, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, you to go play state-ranked team after state-ranked team, and then, you know, you go to Colby, and that you can throw their record out the window because, they're a good team with Hunter Vaughn, and Parker does such a good job with those guys, and Hunter controls everything. So, no small task there either. So, it's a tough slate, but, you know, I think our guys are looking forward to it, and I really think that they're eager after, especially after last night. You know, they proved to themselves, you know, what they're capable of, and now we just have to continue to put it together, you know, minute by minute, and if we can get those four quarters in there, man, I'll take these guys anywhere.
Absolutely. It's almost like, you know, that Friday, Monday, Tuesday, it's almost like a sub-state week in a way.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what people think about practices on Sunday, but they're going to have one. So, it is. It's a lot of fun, you know, when you get towards, you know, this part. And with winter sports in general being such a long season, you know, you have seasons where, you know, kind of people get after each other. They're kind of annoyed. They kind of it's a long season and it wears on them. And our guys don't do that. You know, even today, like we got after it today for you know, about an hour and 15 minutes. And, you know, a lot of battles were fought out there and, you know, some laughs were shared, but at the same time they were getting after it. And, you know, they're still eager to learn. They take coaching, you know, great. And so, you know, this next week should be pretty exciting.
Should be fun starting Friday against Holcomb at home. And Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Thanks again, as always, Coach, and talk to you on Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City East Hardware. We got a couple of junior guards joining us here. We'll start off with the one and only Lawson Bailey. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling excited for Friday. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing good, thank you. Yeah, I'm kind of excited for Friday, too. But last night, playing in that electric atmosphere, I know in the first half especially, what was that like as a player?
It was very exciting, especially to be ahead by so much of those guys in the first half. It's a really fun experience, and we need to do it some more.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. What was probably the takeaway from last night?
The takeaway was definitely that we need to put a whole game together because we've had a couple times this year where we've played a good first half, a good second half, but we've only had a couple games where we played a full game to the best of our ability.
Well, I know last time, it feels like a long time ago, you were on the show, you were talking about your tough three-point shooting. What's gotten a little bit better now? What's been working for you?
I've just stopped thinking about it. I just shoot the ball, and if it goes in, it goes in, and it seemed to work.
Yeah, it seemed to work here, and, you know, you do a good job driving in as well, that mid-range jumper. Is that probably your favorite move, though?
I feel like it comes easiest for me because I've done it so much, so it's definitely one of my higher percentage shots.
Well, I know with Holcomb on Friday night and the way that game went a month ago, I know you guys got to feel like you have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah, and I think it'll help us out because they beat us by like 20 last time, so they think they can just come in here and stomp us, but they're in for a surprise.
Yeah, well, hopefully you come out and play well there, and it should be a fun one there. And it's hard to believe we're down to the final four games of the regular season.
It really is. It's gone by pretty fast for such a long season.
Well, that's you're right there. Junior Lawson Bailey joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And good job once again last night, and good luck to you coming up Friday.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Junior Lawson Bailey joining us here to another junior that's glad to see him back out on the court there. Dylan Metzger, how are you doing this evening?
Good, how are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And, you know, you've been out for a while there, got a little dinged up there, and now you're back and healthy and running. And what was the moment like when your number was called to go back out there against Ulysses?
Oh, man. I mean, it was exciting as always, but, you know, I was very nervous. You know, it's the first time I've been out on the court in a month or whatever. But, I was very glad to be out there with my guys again.
And you didn't turn it over, so that was good.
Yep,
the nerves didn't get you.
Yep.
No, you know, it's kind of a process, kind of getting back into shape, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I was I noticed the other day in practice, like it was my first couple practices back, and I was pretty tired. I'd been trying to run a little bit before, but, you know, it's getting better every day.
But, you know, being a part of that win against Ulysses, that was pretty exciting there. And then just the atmosphere and how well you guys played, especially in that first half last night. I mean, that has to put a little bit more belief that you guys can do it, isn't it?
Right. We can. I mean, we can be an amazing team. You know, kind of like our first quarter against Hayes. We played amazing, and the rest of the game just kind of faded. Same with the game game here at Lakin. You know, first half was just perfect. You know, we were hammering inside, and it was working very well. And the second half, we kind of went away from that.
You were able to drive in last night and get a couple points from the foul line, and that had to take a little bit of pressure off of you mentally that you can finally make some shots, because I know you had some good shots, they just weren't falling.
It was helped my confidence out a lot, and you know, I just need to continue to build on it.
I know you didn't get to play the first meeting with Holcomb, but what's the biggest thing you're looking forward to on Friday night?
Holcomb is very sound defensively. I feel like if we need to move the ball around on offense, you know, catch them when they're weak, and just play good solid defense. We worked on our defense a lot today, and you know, I think we looked really good in practice today, and it was a fun practice, and I'm excited.
All right, should be a fun one Friday night at home against Holcomb. Once again, Junior Dylan Metzger joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up Friday.
Thanks, Adam.
All right.